welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the music that matters. So join me in an hour-long musical mystery tour as I pay homage to the artists and bands that play under the radar of mainstream radio. If you want to contact me, feel free to do so, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com, or you can nip over to the website, thecodfatherdj.com. You can get me on Insta or tweet me at SmileRadio3. So anyway, let's get on with the show. Kicking it all off first, we've got Green Lung. They're a South London five-piece with a fantastic mix of stoner, psychedelic, hard rock. Hailed as one of the most promising bands on the UK heavy underground scene. Their critically acclaimed debut album, Woodland Rites, was released in March this year. And you can catch them at Brudenell Social Club Leeds, April 24th. This is Lady Lucifer. Well, that's certainly laughing up your evening. Nathan's been twerking. are you all right there, son? You got a bit of a sweat on. Now, that was Belgian trio Brutus with All Along, bringing a really nice mix of black metal, post-rock and punk tones, and delivered really with energy, speed and lyrics, punishing vocals anyway. The debut album, Burst, was actually released in 2017, and you can catch them live at Hyde Park Book Club Leeds, May the 5th. So there you go. Next up on the jukebox, we've got Table Scraps. They're a Birmingham trio. They fuse the DNA of Black Flag, King Gizzard, Melvins and Sabbath. So that's a bit of a mixture. They're more than all their own, alongside everywhere acts such as the Fat White Family, Idols, Black Lips, Buzzcocks and the Stranglers. Interesting players on Radio 1 and BBC 6, and they still continue to do the things their own way, with self-recording and shooting their own B-movie style videos. Check out Motorcycle Straight to Hell.
Yeah.
was the Blinders and Swine, Doncaster born trio, were formed in 2014. Taking the UK circuit by storm, really, blending proto punk and psychedelia. The band really are a force to be reckoned with. They've been playing all the festivals, including Reading and Leeds, Isle of Wight, that sort of thing. And they're turning heads and moving feet wherever they go. And they're actually playing the O2 Ritz Manchester, Saturday, April the 27th. So there you go. Right, we've got a bit of emo indie punk next with Free Throw. They're from Nashville and they describe themselves as five dudes in a van trying to play shows, drink beer and make friends. Their third studio album and latest release, What's Past's Prologue, is available now. This is Two Beers On, the alternative jukebox with the Codfather.
We'll be right back.
What a tune that was. Oh, great music comes as standard with the Codfather as always. That was Melodic Hardcore from Hamburg, Germany. Light Your Anchor with Buried in My Mind. What a tune. Up next, we have Metalcore Ukrainian four-piece Ginger. That's J-I-N-J-E-R. They're fronted by female vocalist Tatiana and boy can she growl. They formed in 2009 and have toured heavily in the European festival scene and gracing the download stage this year in June 14th at Donington. This is Pisces.
Be a friend of mine.
Now, there's some gems on this week's playlist, even if I say so myself. That was a little bit of post-punk all the way from Bonnie Scotland. That's The Flowers and After Dark. They formed way back in 1978 and attempted to fuse punk sensibility with a love of funk and melodic pop. They played regularly throughout the late 70s in the UK, often opening for the Human League. They also recorded a session for John Peel on Radio 1 in 1979, sadly disbanding in 1980. Right, on we go. We've got Annie Taylor up next. Girl grunge meets psychedelic rock. Pandora's box opened when singer-guitarist Jeannie actually forced her flatmate to rehearse in the living room until the neighbours either turned up to sing or tell them to shut up. The name Annie Taylor actually comes from an American school teacher who on her birthday on October the 24th, 1901, became the first person to survive a trip over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Please don't try this at home or at Niagara Falls. Teach me to rock and roll. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
guy told me that the world is gonna end, and you had 15 minutes to spend with me or your friends. I guess we don't even need to use the phone. I don't need your answer, I'll be spinning it up.
That was 15 minutes, or actually 1 minute 34 if I'm being precise there. Mike Kroll with his revved up overdriven rock and roll. Kroll began playing music at age 7 when he started playing on his brother's drum kit. He then learnt himself to play guitar while he was in high school, and influenced by bands like the Ramones, the Kinks and Weezer, he began writing songs and played in a variety of bands before going solo. Right, we've got Knucklepuck next, a Chicago based pop punk band formed back in 2010. They were included on the Alternative Press's 12 Bands You Need to Know list in 2014. They were also nominated for the Best Underground Band in 2015 at the Alternative Press Music Awards. This is Why Would You Care?
Create, 'cause that's how I feel every day.
Well, they're from Nottingham, psychedelic prog rock band there, Church of the Cosmic Skull and Cold Sweat. With their DIY approach to music, they've turned down major labels in favour of maintaining their independence. And they're actually playing the O2 Academy in Sheffield on September the 28th. So there you go. I'm going to have to say, our playlists are always great, in my opinion, but I think this week's is a different level. Nathan agrees with me. We've just been sat here talking about that. About it's just a different level. So thank you, Dr. Haynes, for your input there, and a round of applause, well deserved. Right, I've got the Cassells coming up now. They're a UK duo comprising of the Beck brothers, Jim and Loz, with their DIY punk tinge magic. NME magazine actually described them as a cathartic adrenal shock to the system. They're playing the Hyde Park Book Club Leeds on May the 5th. This is When Completing Handshakes.
Facial expressions to appear relaxed and at ease. I stare at my reflection, or is it staring at me? I color code my problems based on their varying levels of internal conflict. The result, the sea of orange, the spreadsheet which is becoming increasingly complex. Next, I chart my progress on maintaining eye contact when completing handshakes. A vast improvement on May and June, but I could have done without that school reunion yesterday.
Oh,
Another head from garage punk band Ming City Rockers, hail from Immingham, that's near Grimsby. There's four of them, they like three chords, but they like two of them better. And you can catch them tomorrow night, playing live at the New Adelphi in Hull. Right, we're nearly done. As always, it's a big thank you to Nathan Downs for his production and his dancing. Fantastic, you know. Dr. Ains for his input, Smile Radio, and you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you missed a show, pop over to www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. You can send me a tune if you want to be considered for the playlist. That's to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. And seeing us out this week is West Yorkshire alternative rock outfit Edited People, with their new single, Other Side of Me. I'll catch you next week.
tell me. Trapped in love, my own insecurity.